This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unfortunately, the death toll is rising from the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey and the flooding. And I believe the death toll is close to 40. And adding more mayhem is a chemical plant, Arkema Inc. plant in Crosby, Texas. Now, Crosby, Texas is about 24.8 miles, according to Google Maps, from Houston, about northeast of it. And two explosions were heard there early Thursday morning. And what ended up happening was the chemical plant has organic peroxides. And these are compounds used ubiquitously in the rubber industry, the plastic industry, and these organic peroxides need to be kept at a temperature. Well, when the flooded waters hit the plant, right, just like similar issues as Fukushima had with flooding, the power went out, backup generators didn't work, multiple levels and layers fell through, to the point that these organic peroxides started heating up. Now, they said that it's not that there's a chemical release. It's that as these organic peroxides start to warm up, they could become very noxious and toxic. They could hurt the liver, the cornea of the eyes, if it touches the skin. There's a lot of issues, and we'll go into organic peroxides in a little bit. But they've had to establish a 1.5-mile evacuation zone. Right now, they're having difficulty investigating more of what's going on because of the floodwaters, but they are slowly receding. And we'll talk more on this. We have Ron calling from Northern California. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Somewhat today, a little perplexed when I hear government officials saying about such a fire with toxic particulates in the smoke, spewing out over how long, how far, as an airborne contaminant,
Ron, how far, I know they say that apparently about 15 officers had to be hospitalized with this, and they said that, you know, you could see the smoke. I mean, how far are they saying the smoke is? Do you know?
Well, I wouldn't know, but when you're talking about something airborne, when you have a great deal of airborne contaminants going up, it will go and spread in the wind. So you have wind-blown airborne contamination.
Yep.
There's no degree of how far it will go. Some incidents in the world go around the world many times and drop it off, such as radioactivity and so forth.
That happened with Chernobyl.
Exactly.
Where they found particulates. Yeah, absolutely.
I would be concerned more about the immediate contamination over days to come that actually are accumulated when people breathe it, even if they don't sense the in the air the contents or the smell of the contaminants, the chemical,
right,
and they ingest it. They are bioaccumulating toxic substances that are known to what? To cause disease and cancer. And when you bioaccumulate, that simply means body storing over that content. And when you interact with other contents of contaminants that we get every day from all other sources, including regulated products, you're talking about years to come before there's a potential trigger when you have a bioaccumulation. Are these
Ron, you're very knowledgeable on the subject. What's your background?
I'm involved at this point with student service projects in what we call knowwhatsinit.org. And that's where students to learn it. partly educational and partly as a social and public advocate for removing toxins from the community. And I am right now at Hamilton Field, which is the former Hamilton Air Force Base. So my background is very extensive. If you look it up, it goes in many fields.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, no, I'm just as concerned as you are. From what we're being told, there were 30 to 40-foot flames, black smoke spewing from this plant. And even though they say there's no toxins and the community isn't in danger, the thing is this is something that's supposed to be in containers, airtight containers, and now it's being out into the open air. And,
it's a crime against humanity. But bottom line, without an accusation where and when, when you have a state that says no more public information about the contents at this plant, you can't find out what the contents of the contaminants are at the plant because the state put it together that you can't do it. It's in a position of a regulation that the public cannot find out what contents are at that site. That's a crime, especially when you have this exposure now. And that's why I'm saying, where is the liability in decades to come with people who actually have cancers triggered from the contaminants they receive at this point?
You know, on top of that, Ron, I guess we're hearing there's an oil spill. There's now an oil spill as a result of the floodwaters. I'm going to get more information on that.
Well,
so now we're talking about with the plant, with the fish, with the
called up the food chain. When you get the food chain, you get the same thing. But that's why I'm saying, you'll get a certain amount of bioaccumulation now. You may not have immediate reaction unless you're right close to it, so you have all these immediate reactions which require hospitalization. But what you don't know is what you've ingested that is a toxin that will work on your cells, not necessarily tomorrow morning, maybe 30 years or even further down the line that you've accumulated as you accumulate all other toxins. And when you have an oil spill, you have airborne toxins from that oil spill with the sun and the heat rising up. But that's minimal compared to being not just 2 miles, 10 miles, or even 50 miles away. That will spread. It's called an airborne toxic contamination. And for the state and for the city and for those government officials to make those blatant statements of non-hazardous, that's criminal.
Thank you, Ron. Ron, thank you so much for your passion. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What we're learning today is a lot of chemistry. You know, where these quote-unquote pops, they're not saying were full-blown explosions, but they basically were. These combustions happened as a chemical degraded because of room temperature. It's going from cold to room temperature. So then what does this do if it's out in our air? You know, if there's that much unpredictability, if it's not in a confined space, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly here, I cannot stress enough how I want you guys to do preventative measures for your health. I don't want you guys to wait for the stroke or to wait for the atrial fibrillation. Or wait for the osteoporosis to set in. I would love for you guys to get your screenings done now. And there's a preventative screening service out there through Lifeline Screening that offers quick, easy, and painless screenings. And they use ultrasound technology, so you're not getting radiation, and it doesn't hurt. And they can evaluate your risk for stroke and heart disease very inexpensively. And these results you get come in a personalized package kit that you can take to your doctor. And it also can give you recommendations on what to do based on your risk factor. So call Lifeline Screening today at 1-888-815-LIFE. That's 1-888-815-LIFE. Life. Packages start at about $149. And you can also go to lifelinescreening.com. All right, so let's talk about what's going on right now. This is, okay, so with this chemical issue, we'll talk about that first. So, two explosions were heard at the Arkema plant in Crosby, Texas. And as we said before, it's about 24.8 miles northeast of Houston. And, you know, the floodwaters, it's just not on the coast. We are talking inland and upward is getting completely flooded. So what ended up happening is the chemical plant lost power and their backup generators. So without the refrigeration, these chemicals, these organic peroxides, I'll tell you really quickly what they are. They're used ubiquitously in rubber industries, plastic industries. I think pharmaceutical industries use them. They are in everything. They're accelerators, activators, catalysts, curing agents, hardenators, promoters, initiators. All these terms used for these chemicals that are basically involved in so many things, okay, that we make and use. When temperatures rise to a certain level, and believe including room temperature, these things combust. Now, the company said, according to Daily Mail, that there is 6 feet of water at the plant. And from what we understand, a spokesperson had said that their backup system failed. And backup beyond that, that they could not have anticipated the damage from this flood. So, the company did shut down the site after Harvey made landfall. Local officials did establish a 1.5-mile evacuation. We hear that 15 police officers were hospitalized as a precaution. They had been affected by the smoke. They were complaining of dizziness and headaches. And so the explosions came probably just before 1 a.m. on Thursday. And, again, with power outages, you know, you lose power, you lose the ability for your computers to be on and regulate things. It's something that, you know, you would think we would have a protocol or a plan in place. But when the backup generators didn't work, and I'm sure there'll be an investigation and we'll find out more about why the backup generators didn't work, but that's very, very frightening. So the Harris County Emergency Operations Center reported that the explosions at the plant spewed out 40 feet of black smoke. So at the news conference, FEMA Administrator Brock Long said he considered plumes from the explosion incredibly dangerous. Local officials refer to the incident as, quote, explosions, instead of them calling a series of pops and chemical reactions, which is what Arkema has stated they were, that these were certain pops. It wasn't like a big boom, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, any sort of combustion, right, and any sort of smoke or fire, to me, is an explosion. Now, Arkema has warned that this could be just the beginning, because without the coolant, all right, they're going to continue to combust these organic peroxides. That's what they do. So they said in the coming hours or coming days, we could see more explosions. So they urged residents in that 1.5-mile area to not come back until, you know, the all clear. They say unprecedented flooding overwhelmed our primary power and two sources of emergency backup power. As a result, we lost critical refrigeration of the products on site. Some of our organic peroxide products burn if not stored at low temperature. They're extremely flammable, and the best course of action is to let the fire burn itself out. Now, that caused a lot of controversy earlier in the day because people said, well, wait a second. So we're just going to let them, you know, combust and burn, but then what are they going to emit into the air? What are they going to emit around, you know, the city? Now, he used the term, this was, I believe, let me get his name. He was interviewed today, Richard Renard, a spokesperson for Arkema. Now, he had said that, look, this isn't toxic. They're noxious. Now, what's the difference? Well, just like obnoxious, okay? Noxious means it bothers you, all right? So if we feel bothered, then, you know, so it may bother the respiratory system. It may bother your skin, bother your eyes. Doctors may look at this a little differently, okay? Something is toxic when it could cause damage to cells. Now, you know, these organic peroxides, can they cause damage to cells? Well, we've been told that they can't affect the liver. They can't affect the skin. They can't hurt the cornea, you know, the outer layer of the eye. So to me, that's a, some sort of toxicity. And they say it's corrosive. So if it touches the skin, it can hurt skin cells. So these peroxy groups, the double oxygen, you know, like hydrogen peroxide has two hydrogens, two oxygens. That's the peroxide, the double oxygen of the peroxy group. It's hazardous. It's also very useful in a lot of things, but it's hazardous. And also, not only can it easily decompose, but from what we're being told, it can give off heat at a rate, it can very easily catch fire. And they do give off heat pretty quickly. So according to the Canadian Center for Occupational Health and Safety, they go into a lot of information on these organic peroxides. And these peroxy groups, as we say, they are, you know, used ubiquitously in plastic and rubber industries. They can come in liquid, solid, paste. Some materials may not have an odor to it. You know, many times we use other chemicals to dilute them, and the dilution should make these unstable peroxides safer to use, handle, and use, which is why we don't freak out that they're within a lot of our products. Now, because they oxidize, that means with oxygen, they could change chemical composure. And so, you know, the idea of it being out of its container, heating up, then catching fire, there being breaches in the, obviously the containing the containers, it's concerning. They say the combustion rate increases as the pressure increases, and the zone can travel through air or a gaseous medium faster than the speed of sound. But they say speed of combustion in a solid medium will not exceed the speed of sound. All right, I don't really, you know how many miles a second that is. But let's just say it's pretty bad. Then they say that one characteristic is a deflagration from detonation. All right, those terms are mentioned when you classify these peroxide formulations. Apparently, these deflagrations and detonations are similar chemical reactions, except that the detonations burn faster than the speed of sound in a solid medium. And get this, supersonic speed results in a shock wave being produced. So we're also getting shock waves possibly from these things as they combust. So, all right, well, you know, hopefully those officers and anybody else affected are going to be okay. We may not know for an extended period of time, you know, what the ramifications are from this. And again, this is a chemical that's used in many of our products. The only thing is we have some unpredictability when it comes to them being at a temperature they're not supposed to be at, and when now some of this is being mixed with our regular air and nitrogen and hydrogen and all that. But again, the company is saying, do not panic. This should not be toxic. The rest of us are going, okay, we'll decide on that, because there are 30 to 40 black smoke and flames spewing from. We want to know what the hell is going on. All right. When we come back, we'll also talk about really quickly that I guess there was a oil spill. I believe 30,000 gallons of crude oil, 150 miles west of Houston, Oklahoma.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that floodwaters from Harvey toppled 2 oil storage tanks in South Texas, spilling almost 30,000 gallons of crude oil. Burlington Resources Oil and Gas reported the spills in DeWitt County to the Texas Railroad Commission, and they included 16,000-gallon spill near the town of Westhoff and a 13,000-gallon spill west of Hochheim. And that's about 150 miles west of Houston. It's not clear if any of the spilled oil was recovered. This is a developing story. They say also 8,500 gallons of wastewater also spilled. Now, Burlington Resources is a subsidiary of ConocoPhillips Company, Conoco, I'm sorry, and they haven't responded yet to media seeking comment. But again, you know, we are going to, and I apologize for all the sad news, but in addition to the death toll and the flooding and the devastation that we're seeing, you know, there's going to be these new issues that are popping up that, you know, when the media finally hears about them and covers them, tells us, and, you know, on one end we're thinking, okay, food sources, wildlife, you know, fisheries disrupted, you know, with what happened with the storm. But, you know, we forget about the contamination. And we talked about that when we talked about health risks of the storm Harvey, Superstorm Harvey, Tropical Depression Harvey. They're calling it Hurricane Harvey. There are a variety of different names depending on how it progressed and then receded. But, you know, we can't underestimate how chemicals start to seep in. And when things can't contain, just like Fukushima, you know, the reason why we had the Fukushima disaster was because of the tsunami. Everybody forgets there was a tsunami first, right? And then we had the Fukushima plant disaster, right? You know, we may think that water and rain, buildings and, you know, our, you know, chemical compounds and our supplies, you know, can handle some rain. We don't realize how strong floodwaters are. That's why I told you, you know, people who had food sealed up in plastic bags, they probably still can't eat it. You know, just because it's in a plastic bag does not mean it's 100% safe, you know, having soaked in floodwater. Because remember, plastic is still porous. So we'll keep you posted as we get any more updates. But topping the list of stupidity, French magazine Charlie Hebdo, from what we understand, prints a controversial cover depicting Harvey victims as white supremacists. Are you kidding me? The Weekly magazine says God exists. He drowned all the neo-Nazis of Texas. Yeah, this is ridiculous. This is, man. Wow. Now, you know, Charlie Hebdo has had, you know, a share of controversy. Unfortunately, 12 people were killed when two gunmen claiming allegiance to Al-Qaeda, January 2015, attacked their offices in Paris. But, you know, when we saw this headline, God exists, he drowned all the neo-Nazis of Texas, this reminded us of the stupidity we heard in Katrina with the, quote, ethnic cleansing remarks. What was it? Was it Representative Barney Frank? I'm seeing a quote here now. In a calculated way, you refused to do anything for well over a year after the disaster. The policy, I think, is ethnic cleansing by inaction, according to Representative Barney Frank. That's ridiculous. Anyway, those were some comments that occurred back, you know, during Katrina. And, I don't understand why. While people are dying, while people are struggling, while people are trying to get their lives back and uniting, okay, we are seeing people on a united front. Yeah, the liberal media is still ripping on Trump. I think I was watching in the news that somebody in the media didn't like Melania's outfit because it looked Top Gun. Are you kidding me? Can we just put politics aside? All right, let's put politics aside and group together and deal with this. You know, I don't remember Obama getting so much crap during the Joplin tornado. Okay, you know, I mean, let's just put politics aside and regroup. You know, ripping on, I don't even think anybody wants to hear right now anybody ripping on Trump or Obama or Hillary. Nobody cares right now. Okay, this is a crisis. And so, you know, when people try to say, oh, yeah, you know, this is God's doing and this is, okay, I understand this is a flood of biblical proportions. I get that. But don't you dare try to, you know, think, all right, what God is thinking. Okay? You know, these bad things happen. Fires happen. Earthquakes happen. Tornadoes happen. Hurricanes happen. And when you have somebody with a political agenda try to slant this that way, it's sick. Absolutely sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, Los Angeles, I'm sure you guys have heard this, Los Angeles has canceled Columbus Day. The Los Angeles City Council voted 14-1 on Wednesday to officially mark the second Monday in October as Indigenous People's Day. And that's going to now be on the city calendar. And it's to commemorate Indigenous, Aboriginal, and Native people. The day will remain a paid holiday for city employees. This is according to the LA Times. So the vote followed a contentious hearing during which some Italian Americans said the switch would eradicate a key portion of their history, while others argued that city lawmakers needed to dismantle a state-sponsored celebration of genocide to Indigenous peoples. And they dismissed the idea of celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day on a different date altogether. So, according to Christy Castro, Vice Chairman of Los Angeles City Council Native American Indian Commission, to make us celebrate on any other day would be further injustice. Now, Councilman Mitchell Farrell, a member of Oklahoma's Wyandotte Nation tribe, had pushed for the change, that it would provide restorative justice. All right, Christopher Columbus, because the Columbus Day, they say, documents the horrors that Christopher Columbus and his men imposed on the Native people in present-day Haiti and the Dominican Republic. All right. Councilman Joe Buscaino, a first-generation Italian-American, suggested replacing Columbus Day with a new name to celebrate all the diverse cultures in the city. But it still went through. So, you know, what is the history of Columbus Day? All right, so Columbus Day, I believe it was FDR that made it official. Okay? And it, I guess, commemorates, according to History.com, the landing of Christopher Columbus in the New World, which happened October 12, 1492. Remember, 1492, Columbus sailed the oceans blue. And I guess it was not celebrated officially until it became a federal holiday in 1937. And the holiday is a way to honor Columbus's achievements and celebrating Italian-American heritage. They say throughout its history, Columbus Day and the man who inspired it have generated controversy. All right, so this has come up before. Apparently, the Italian-born explorer had set sail a couple months prior to October 12, 1492. He was backed by the Spanish monarchs King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. And he charted a western sea route to China, India, and the Gold and Spice Islands of Asia, but instead he landed in the Bahamas, becoming the first European to explore the Americas since the Vikings had set up colonies in Greenland and Newfoundland during the 10th century. And he sighted Cuba. He thought it was mainland China, but then the expedition created Hispaniola. And anyway, so, you know, many of you guys know the whole Columbus story, but they say the first Columbus Day celebration took place in 1792. Then in 1892, President Benjamin Harrison issued a proclamation encouraging Americans to celebrate it. And then Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1937 proclaimed it a national holiday. And that was from intense lobbying by the Knights of Columbus. So, Columbus Day, and you know, we'll talk about this. You know, the death and the plight of Indians has been a sore topic that we keep kind of sweeping under the rug. But how far do we go with our changes? 1-877-DR-ALEX.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created learnhealthspanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. Learnhealthspanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit learnhealthspanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
I've been taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. A car accident and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One Rule Away. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, Taylor writes, Columbus Day, what's next? Washington birthday? Lincoln? Now, before we go into the Columbus Day change in Los Angeles, I don't know if you remember, we talked about this a couple of years ago. Los Angeles isn't the first person to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. That apparently took place, from what I understand, a couple of years ago, in other cities, like Albuquerque Anadarko, Oklahoma, Portland, St. Paul, Olympia. So Columbus Day has already been transitioning. And, you know, this is something that this has been a topic of discussion for a long time. I think the Seattle City Council voted, I believe, in 2014 unanimously to change the federal Columbus holiday to Indigenous Peoples Day, which means they were the second major U.S. city after Minneapolis. So this is something that isn't, it seems new because many people didn't hear about that, but those of us in the news, we've heard of the change. And, you know, we have to admit, even as we were little kids, when we heard about Indians being slayed as explorers, came and, took new lands and, and there was a big push, to move out west. You know, some of us as kids are like, but, okay, the history book said we killed Indians. Was that bad? And, our teachers would say, yeah, that was bad. It was bad. But we're talking about right now, expeditions and Lewis and Clark and, many of us as even kids, just hearing the stories, we're like, well, wait a second, explorers and conquerors and expansions, somebody had to lose their land. And we've known for years, we've always known that, yes, we have our lands as a result of the plight of the Indians and other natives that were living here before we did. And it's a concept that we just don't really like to think about. Okay? Because, we don't want to feel guilty and we don't know what we're going to do. Everywhere we go has been a result of some conquering and usurp of that land. And so, if I was Native American, I don't know how happy I would be to see, to see a celebration of, our demise, even though that's not how people look at it. People, the average person thinks of, Christopher Columbus as, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and New World Explorer. And, Columbus Day, not a lot of people, besides, those with, ties to, his roots, usually celebrated. They just take off work. And I usually have to work on Columbus Day. I don't think I've ever really been off on Columbus Day. I don't remember. And so, with this change, this isn't something new. And it's been a decades long push from what we understand. All right. And, I can understand that. I can. But, Taylor makes a good point with what about, George Washington. Well, first of all, I don't think we have George Washington's birthday or Lincoln's birthday anymore. I think we just called it President's Day. And President's Day is probably a safer day to call it because it honors all presidents. True, a lot of them own slaves, but it could honor President Trump. It could honor President Obama. It could honor Gerald Ford. It could honor President Reagan. So there's going to be a huge push and a movement to play things safe from a celebratory standpoint, from a statue standpoint. I mean, people are going to have to vet very vigorously before they put a statue up. Now, I'm not sure how other countries do this, okay? There are things in the past, that it hurts to watch. Like there's the Auschwitz Museum. Yeah, now that has got to be very difficult to see, but I don't want anything happening to Auschwitz Museum or the Auschwitz Memorial because I want, I don't want to erase that history. Okay, people need to know what happened. And, maybe these observances need to change to, this is what our history was. And, rather than the term a celebration of our history, rather than it being considered a quote-unquote celebration, maybe it has to be an observance. And that's what these holidays used to be called, observances. So we observe the time, and we go back through what happened in that history, both good and bad. But when people say, oh, we're celebrating, you know, Columbus Day, that's probably really, you know, affecting people and hurting people. So I get that. Now, what about Lewis and Clark and the lands? You know, is there going to be a push for the land to be given back? You know, the question, like Taylor writes, is, you know, what's next? And he goes on, you know, how far does this go? Well, I'm not sure. You know, are we going to be able to erase, all right, all the things done in the past that were very oppressive to other people? You can't erase the past because it's history. So what do you do when there's a history that's a blemish in your history? You know, you're, you know, most people's histories and most, successful civilizations had very, very bad, you know, roots and, you know, blood and gore. I mean, you know, we killed British soldiers. We killed a lot of, you know, British people to be where we are today. So are we insulting, you know, our British citizens who are now citizens here of British ancestry when we have statues that commemorate our Revolutionary War successes? You know, there's an argument for everything to be taken down. And I don't know where we stop, where we, you know, I mean, it's, I don't know. You know, it's frustrating. You know, there's been discussion of the Egyptian pyramids. They are a symbol of Hebrew slavery. Well, as a Jew who has obviously Hebrew ancestors that were a part of that slavery, it's so far back that I don't look at a, you know, Egyptian pyramid and feel sad by it. And I don't want anything happening to the Egyptian pyramids. I think they're beautiful. Keep them up there. But, you know, if it was more recent, yeah, it would probably affect me. Absolutely. So, you know, we don't know how other people are feeling, by, you know, with this. So, you know, we have to be sensitive. But I also don't want our history being erased. Okay? You know, if we have these quote-unquote celebrations, let's instead call them observances, and, you know, teach the history the way it was taught. We clean things up for kids, all right? You know, but maybe we need to tell the facts. But by that, tell the facts, that doesn't mean a liberal slant or a conservative slant. Okay? The problem is when history is being taught, right, it could be slanted a variety of ways. You know, many history books do not include the fact that FDR knew about the railroads to Auschwitz and the concentration camps, you know, in the late 30s and didn't do anything about it. Some history books do include that. So, you know, history can be very favored one way or the other, depending on who's writing it. 1-877-NOT-SELLING.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.